Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, which always perks my cat up. After all, it's the one day of the year when Allison might actually get something to eat other than kitty chow. Not because I want to bust her diet, but because I can't control my dinner guests who unwittingly drop food morsels on the floor like it's a competitive sport. Of course, there are other reasons I'm grateful for this annual cat and turkey go-around. Whatever scraps make it into the refrigerator become my midnight snack. I'm thankful I have Allison to sit in judgment of me for making a 5-star pig out of myself. Allison is especially generous during the holidays, allowing me to not only live in her house, but also to occasionally sit on her couch. Cats are territorial, so I have to just let her have this one. Now might be a good time to remind myself of some Thanksgiving safety tips, just in case my party gets a little out of control. While an errant piece of turkey is just fine for felines, turkey bones are 7 forms of terror to a cat. Turkey bones can splinter in the throat, causing injuries or even choking. Then there's the danger lurking beneath the golden crust of my stuffing. Onions and garlic are like poison confetti to cats. And while chocolate tops the list of things I'm thankful for, sharing some with Allison could lead her directly to the vet without passing go or collecting $200. It isn't just the food I have to be on Paw Patrol about this Thanksgiving. Lilies make for stunning centerpieces but are deadly to cats. Poinsettias abound this time of year, but the milky sap in the leaves wreak havoc in felines, leading to a very messy situation in the litter box. Pretty candles lighting up my table are no picnic either, unless I want Allison's whimsical whiskers to go up in smoke. This Thanksgiving, I'm going to focus on what's really important, a furry friend who runs my household more efficiently than I do. Here's wishing you and your feline a very happy Thanksgiving. That's all for today. Meow, kitties.
In case you haven't noticed, you've been ghosted.
This is especially bad news if you're a ghost trapped at the Department of Motor Vehicles and the only way out is through the help of a snarky cat. Find out what happens next in Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted by Adele Park. This quirky audiobook is The Cat's Meow. Get Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.